So I wandered out to my shed just the other day because my grass is already exploding. It's turning green and it's going everywhere. And it's like, I don't want a nastygram from the HOA. So I wandered out to the shed to grab my edger for the front lawn. And oh my God, my edger wasn't in there because, oh yeah, last summer my neighbor borrowed it.
Oh no. And never returned it.
Never returned my ding-dang edger. Hashtag dad problems all day long right here. So yeah, I've got to do that awkward thing where I reach out and I'm like, hey, so do you have that thing you borrowed like a year ago and never gave back?
Why is that so awkward to ask back for something that you paid for?
Right.
That is yours, like.
Because you're like, hey, can I borrow back that thing that you borrowed?
Yeah.
It is weird, isn't it?
It is.
But then I realized that I was also going through some boxes in my basement about a month ago, and I stumbled upon a Snoop Dogg CD that I borrowed from my buddy Andrew in 1997.
Oh, well.
It was in a stack of stuff from high school, and I pulled it out. I was like, oh, I borrowed that from Andrew. And you know what the funny thing is I'm still friends with him. So I was thinking, how funny would that be? I should record that call.
You should.
Give him a call up, maybe FaceTime, be like, hey, I got your CD, dude.
And that's probably something that you just forgot had been loaned to you, right?
Oh, like, absolutely. I mean, this many years later.
Yeah. So, well, now I'm just saying with your edger, it's very possible your neighbor just forgot that.
Maybe.
You know,
he's kind of a monster.
Is he okay?
He's kind of that guy.
Secretly a jerk.
So that's basically what we're going to be talking about. Phone lines are wide open. We would love to hear from you guys on a fun Friday. Is there something that you loaned out that you never got back? Or the other way around, did you borrow something from somebody and there it is still sitting in your garage or your purse or your car, whatever? Phone lines are wide open. We would love to talk to you guys. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, off the air, Katie was telling me a fantastic one when it comes to pants.
Yeah, well, I borrowed a pair of pants to somebody once who came over for a party, and it was like we were all kind of winding things down and getting into comfy clothes, and I was just like, hey, I've got some pants that might fit you. You want to throw some on, right? That's what a hostess does. So I gave somebody some pants, and then they wore them home, and I never saw those pants again, except fast forward to I was over at their house, and then they're wearing the pants.
You can't wear the pants?
And I was just like looking at them like, is this a test? Like, am I supposed to, what is happening, you know? But then also that tells me they probably forgot that I had loaned them those pants.
Maybe.
Right? Because, or they've got some really big cojones to be like, hey, look at what I'm just gonna.
And they're shoving them in those pants.
I know. It was just so funny to me that not only did they not give them back, but they wore them in front of me like they were their pants. Like,
that's a mighty bold move,
like,
right there.
What do they call it? The peacocks? The peacocking? Like, that's kind of what I
yeah,
feel like
yeah,
showing
yeah, yeah.
off.
Flaunting
like,
it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Flaunting the pants in front
still
of me.
Still have your pants and they fit me better than you.
Yeah, oh. They did. No, they totally did. That's why I'm just like, well, you can probably have them because your butt looks great. But no, it was so unnerving to me. There's no way I'm going to say something about it. I didn't bring up the pants.
Why?
I just let her have them. I did. I
really?
Just. I did.
You should have just been
no
like,
longer...
"Hey, are those my
no,
pants?"
I didn't.
I recognize that denim.
Those are no longer my pants.
Or were they
like,
leather?
No, they're sweatpants. They're like comfy, you know,
softy pants.
Yeah, softy pants. So, so now they're no longer my pants, and I've just given up. So,
here's
given up hope.
The thing. First of all, I would never loan out a pair of pants.
No.
But then after somebody's been sloshing around in the borrowed pants, I don't think I'd ever want them back.
Yeah, and for years. I'm talking, this is years
they can have
they've
the
had
pants
my pants.
At that point.
I know.
If you need the pants that
pants.
Bad, take the pants.
Yes, but another instance is books. I borrowed, I had a friend who had to have knee surgery, but both knees. So I had one knee at one time and then the other knee at the other time. So they were out of commission for many months, right? Like multiple months there. So I gave them pretty much my entire book collection. I was like, you can read all of these, totally expecting to get them back. And I still, that was 5 years ago I did that. And I still only have like half of my books back. And it's because I had to bring it up. I was like, by the way, do you remember when I borrowed you all
got
those
books?
Yeah, do you mind if I like get them back? I'd like to reread books.
Yeah.
And then they
no.
forgot. They were like, oh, I totally forgot you borrowed me
but
those.
You read them.
Let me go see if I can find them. And they only found half. So yeah, again, I that's only one got of those things
because I feel like I know they were probably sitting on the toilet reading them.
I know.
And then they do the thing where they lick their finger and turn the page. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want the books back.
No, but that was a really big lesson for me. I do not borrow books anymore. I don't randomly give people pants.
That friend was probably sitting on the toilet with the sweatpants around her ankles reading one of your books.
My books.
That's probably really what
how to be a good friend.
That's a good friend. This one, my sister borrowed my favorite oversized jean jacket for a concert back in 2019.
Oh, no.
Haven't seen it since. This one's funny. I borrowed my friend's dog crate for a weekend trip. That was back in 2006. Yep, still have it. That's pretty fun. Somebody loaned a friend their ring light, she says, because she's in her TikTok era. The ring is now a permanent apartment lighting situation. So she didn't say how long ago, but friend never gave her back the ring light. That's
it's just
not
a
right.
Desk lamp now.
Right. Yeah. Right. My skin looks amazing. Josh, did you have any?
Yeah. So obviously for me, Jared, this is probably fitting for you because I have given many, many hoodies away to past girlfriends or whatever, thinking I'd get them back, including one favorite for a girl that I loved in college. I was like, oh, I'm giving her my favorite hoodie, so that means I'll have to see her again. That semester, she changed schools and moved to Texas.
Oh, no.
Gone.
Never got that
gone
hoodie
forever.
Back. And I was so sad about that. And then one more, we had a movie that we rented from the Blockbuster way back when, and it's still in its Blockbuster VHS case.
Oh,
I looked at the release date of this movie, 2002. So we're about 24 years too late to rid.
You should give that back. Now.
We should. I want to.
There's just the one
Hey, guys, sorry.
Open, right? There's only one open anymore.
Yeah, it's in Oregon.
Yeah. Bend, Oregon.
Here's your VHS. Take it back.
Do you know what movie it was?
Yeah, The Rookie. It was that baseball movie with Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, that's a decent movie.
It's not bad, so I kept it.
I changed my mind. Don't return it. That's a good one. Is this Arita? Hi, Arita.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. So did you borrow or did they borrow from you?
I've lent people books. And when Katie said that, my heart started racing.
Yeah. Right? I think books has to be like the number one thing that people borrow and never, ever give back.
But the worst thing is when they do give them back in their earmark.
Oh,
why would you do that to my book?
Oh, you fold them over?
A bookmark.
Or they highlight the inside.
Yeah,
they're like
they
highlighting
mark it up.
Stuff.
Oh.
or write notes.
Right. Oh, who does that? Yeah, who does that?
I know.
It's funny you guys bring that up. My wife was going through some stuff on her nightstand, and she found a book that she borrowed from a coworker easily 10 years ago. And she's like, why do I still have this? I should probably give it back. I think there's probably a time range, though. Like, once you hit 1, 2, 3 years, they've probably forgotten, and at that point, you get to keep it. There's got to be a time limit, I think. All right, Arita, have a great weekend. Okay.
Thanks,
that's
Arita.
Fantastic. I'll give you one more, and I'm calling it OPD.
Okay.
You know what OPD is? This has got to be up there with the books.
What is it?
Other people's dishes.
Oh, yes.
Other people's dishes. If I open up my Tupperware cabinet or whatever, it's littered with other people's dishes.
I have never bought Tupperware in my life, and I have a full cabinet full of it.
Are you
both? Yeah, I'm
especially like
right
around
now?
Thanksgiving or Christmas, you get sent home with leftovers or whatever, and you just keep the dish.
I almost kept yours, Katie, that you
no!
gave us.
Well, and it's funny, I was thinking about that. Did I give you the dish back that you
did?
Made?
You did. And I
couldn't remember if I gave it back. Katie made us some gnocchi, and she gave it to me in a dish, and I was like, did I give that back?
You did, and it's funny that you don't remember, because I actually have some dishes from a friend. We made salsa over the weekend, but every day I think I have to give those dishes back. Like, I need to give those dishes back, and I've got about a week
and you
to
never
2 week
will.
Period. No, I always do.
You do?
I don't hold on to people's
stuff. You're better than me.
It bothers me if I keep it. I feel like they're like mad at me if I have their Pyrex dish. I'm not kidding.
Do you think they're pacing their house going, damn that kitty?
Well, it's part of a set. I know. They probably look at it every time they see the pink one. They're like, where's the blue one?
You know who has it? It's Katie.
Exactly.
She's got a case of OPD.
Never given her salsa again.
Do you have a case of OPD? Call now.